May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 703. Ye souls redeemed with Jesus' precious blood, proclaim the grace of your incarnate God. Sing that amazing, boundless, matchless love which brought the Lord of glory from above. Hymn 703.
let us read from the Word of God. There are three portions, friends, laid in my heart to read, that we should read together this morning. In the 118th Psalm, and Isaiah chapter 9, and Luke chapter 2. Commencing to read in Psalm 118, at the 18th verse, Psalm 118, commencing to read at verse 18. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvellous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Also reading, friends, in the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, part of chapter 9, but commencing to read the last verse of the 8th chapter. And they shall look unto the earth, and behold trouble and darkness, dimness of anguish, and they shall be driven to darkness. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan in Galilee of the nations. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nations, and not increase the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the days of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning, and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Let us read also in St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he help us in prayer. O Lord God Almighty, O great God, Jehovah, the living God, oh, we do seek that enabling there by the work and operation of the Spirit, that we may be able to glorify thee as the shepherds did. O Lord, thou knowest how we think of those shepherds, poor, simple men, sinners as we. And Lord, the wonder of wonders to us is that thou didst send thine angels, not to the Sanhedrin and the Jewish government, not to Herod, but to the to those shepherds on the hillside. Oh Lord, oh, we're here, thou knowest, gathered here. It is in thy holy will thou hast permitted us and enabled us to come and gather together around thy word among our friends who we love in thy name. We trust thou hast on former times blessedly favoured us to feel thy holy sacred presence here. And this is what we seek above everything today. Oh Lord, oh, we do seek that we might know thy presence here, and that we may be so favoured that we may by faith go even unto Bethlehem as the shepherds desired. Oh, we do pray, Lord, beg thee, do look in mercy upon us, for we feel so much our unworthiness of the least of thy notice. But, oh Lord, as we are poor, dying sinners, we are in great need, and Lord, we do trust we can humbly acknowledge thou hast, by the teaching of the Spirit, made us to know and feel our need. Lord, as we have been reading in those parts of thy word, you know how it was in the times of the prophet, and also in the days of the psalmist. Lord, how there was that darkness. There were those, so many that were walking and in darkness. And Lord, we have proved it. We prove it. But Lord, we do believe, as we have felt exercise in the things that we've read, Lord, we are not. We humbly hope it is given to us, Lord, and to many here. We are not in that gross darkness that we were in when in unregeneracy. Lord, oh, it is with a failing sense of desire to know thy presence and to see thee in the eye of faith that at times we are much troubled walking in darkness, the people that walked in darkness. And Lord, this is many of us, we believe. This is how we have to prove it. And there is a reason for it, Lord. Because of our unbelief and our wretched sins, our wicked hearts, Lord, we would come with confession of all what we are, feelingly awful, horrible, sinful, vile, unworthy of thy notice through this, and unworthy of all the grace and all the truth. We trust we can, some of us, acknowledge thou hast favoured us to know. Lord, we come and we come before thee and fall before thee in self-abasement. And Lord, also to acknowledge thou hast chastened us sore. Ah, Lord, we have needed it. And Lord, we do want to feel today and be able to humbly acknowledge today that though thou hast chastened us sore, we have faith to believe thou hast done it in love and mercy. And so, Lord, we come today desiring to praise thee. We beg for that enabling that we may praise thee. Thou, our God, from whom all blessings flow. Thou knowest how the hymn, the opening hymn, touched a blessed chord we felt of our desire. Oh, the question of it. Shall they who have known thy love and tasted of the favour that the Lord is gracious in the considering of the amazing wonder how angels sung and rejoiced at thy birth, and the shepherds were favoured to have that favour time. Shall sinners saved by grace silent remain? Are there any sinners here who hope they are saved by grace, but they still silent remain? Lord, thou knowest how. We believe our beloved friend has given that hymn out with such exercise for souls. And Lord, this agrees with what we have come feeling, carrying the burden of exercise for souls, and with the first purpose of singleness of eye for thy honour and glory. So, Lord, we beg, may it be proved today as we felt early this morning. Lord, thou knowest thou had given us the subject from before yesterday. But how early this morning those words came blessedly. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. May it be here so known, proved today, that this is the day which the Lord hath made to perform his wonders, to bless such souls who need thee, who seek thee, who have been raised to a hope. And yet, Lord, they need more. They want more. They seek more. They seek pardon. They seek to know that holy favour, sacred favour, forgiveness, pardon, know the peace that comes with the application of the precious blood of the Lamb. Dear Lord, do come today. Prove it in these ways. This is the day thou hast made. Oh, thou hast sovereignly appointed from all eternity to bless some soul this day, if it could be thy holy will. Thou knowest we are made, we trust, very willing to leave the things of mirth and natural pleasure and, Lord, the things of excitement of the season, which is so much naturally known. Oh, naturally, people are involved in today. Oh, as we felt, the deserted roads showed a testimony of how people in their homes. And Lord, all what's going on, thou knowest. But oh, we trust thou hast given us, by thy grace, such a love to thee. We love the gates. We love the road. The church adorned of God stands like a palace built for God to show his mould of face and to come and gather with our friends around thy word. Oh, to be favoured, Lord, in this we seek that all the things, Lord, of the natural involvement of things of pleasure at this time might be shut out from our mind. We might have that favour, blessedness of even being a favour to ascend in Mount Zion. Oh, and our spirits might ascend, where congregations near break up, and Sabbaths have no end. Do so come, Lord, that we may be favoured to rejoice and feel the sacred favour of the presence of our best beloved. Oh, we might let all fruitless searches go that perplex and tease us and determine not to know but the bleeding Jesus. And oh, do give, Lord, that favour to souls here according to thy holy will in the eye of faith. Favour them to have a glimpse of thee. Grant the eye of faith. Grant a blessed sight. More even, Lord, that it might be so, like we've read. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. Oh, that great light of thy glory may, oh, shine here this day. Oh, that light that shined out of darkness, it might shine in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Do come, Lord, for this, we beg. And bless souls, Lord, suit a blessing to each one. And Lord, do help us in singing thy praises. Do especially help us, help a poor minister. I fail to be a poor minister, Lord. Thou knowest this. Oh, but we seek thy help. It's not what we may just speak or think. It's that thou wilt pour in, Lord. We want to deliver here to the dear friends here. Do come, Lord, and pour in the blessed oil, the oil of the Spirit, the gospel of peace, for poor sinners to do them good. You know it, though, we've heard a dear brother pray for all the things that we have felt so much to desire to pray for too. And Lord, we proved a wonderful flowing together in prayer, and Lord, we believe too. Others here have prayed in these ways. And Lord, so as thou hast said in thy word, if any two of you shall agree, more than two, to ask, it shall be done. And Lord, as we prayed in the hymn, questioned in the things, and considered the things we've sung, may we know here blessedly today the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow. And Lord, then, specially keep us from pride, keep us from the deceptions of our wicked heart, the archenemy Satan, keep him away, Lord, keep him out of the services. Oh, may we know holy peace, joy and peace in believing. Oh, to know the blessedness, being enabled to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And oh, Lord, may it be given to souls to consider how thy word states from the womb of the morning. May there be those here who shall even think of the womb of the morning, which is the very beginning of their experiences, and how thou hast gone on to be gracious to them and kept them till this day. And now, Lord, oh, that we might be able to bless thee, believing, 'tis grace has kept me to this day and will not let me go. We pray for all our loved ones, Lord, who knoweth the burden of anxiety we carry. Oh, Lord, the loss we have felt, the losses that we have felt to increase, Lord, and the troubles of these things. Thou knowest we cast them upon thee every day. Oh, Lord, do save. Oh, Lord, we I've had to pray personally many times, save or I perish. And Lord, oh, we pray, save them or they must perish. We know it's not to be annihilated and cast away in such a way, and that's the end. Eternity is forever and ever. Oh Lord, make eternity a tremendous sound to them and to many of us. Any here that are still in an unregenerate state, may it be thy purpose to quicken and make alive in thy time. Could it be thy time today? Oh, to quicken souls and make them cry, Jesus, save me or I die. And oh Lord, desire is much in love and desire for thy glory, that thou wouldst go on to be gracious in those thou hast quickened. We believe it is thy will to so do, and Lord, that it may be manifest in this part of thy Zion, that there are those who are so working in to go on to be gracious and to establish in the faith, and to even in thy time, as thou hast witnessed these things here with some, the time has come when such souls in thy holy will are to be set at gospel liberty. Oh, we pray for this, Lord. We watch, we wait for it. And we pray, Lord, believe it, that if they should know thy favour in these ways, they will not then silent remain, and thou wilt have all the glory. So, Lord, we beg of thee, hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place. Hear us for our country, Lord. We tremble to consider the state we're in. We confess our national sins. We pray, have mercy, Lord, upon us. Lord, we do remember thus all our dear people of our own beloved denomination. Help us to stand in this evil day. Help us to show the world who we love and who we serve. Help us to make known our love of the truth publicly, Lord. Let us not hide our light under a bushel. They will say, let your light so shine before men. Help us to show it, Lord, how we grieve over the abominations done in our land. And, O Lord, specially be with and help, and be very near today to our dear friends, thy servants, who are in affliction. We do specially remember our dear beloved friend, thy servant, Mr. John Broom. And knoweth how we felt the favour to have a sweet sharing in the blessedness of thy wondrous working, Lord, here a little more than a year ago, Lord, and into this year, the beginning of this year. And Lord, we pray for our friend, especially now, that will be very near him. Do, Lord, give him all the grace. We believe thou art giving him it. And Lord, that he's able to consider thee in these deep paths of affliction he knows. Lord, this time, Lord, the rigorous treatment he's having to receive, be very near him, Lord, and bless him. Lord, we have had testified to us how his dear godly father was so blessed with fellowship with thee in thy sufferings. Oh, Lord, even to say to his dear one, it's so holy, it's too holy to talk. Lord, bless our dear friend John with such favour, Lord, and do raise him up, if it be thy will. We remember dear Mr. Haddo, our dear beloved friend, thy servant, Lord, who laboured over 60 years on the walls of Zion. Be very near him now. We remember our dear friend Philip Warren, oh, much younger. Oh, Lord, we have hope he will be raised up, Lord, and recovered, Lord, to stand yet again on the walls of Zion. Lord, thou the good physician. We beg of thee for him and pray that thou might his soul heal, restore, bless him in his soul and all his loved ones. Thou knowest how in the families of those we think of, Lord, and remember, Lord, thy servants and their families, Lord. Oh, how the family is affected in such times as these. We remember them each and all. Hear us for these things, Lord, and for all thy people, many we do not know, in the one church in the wilderness. Oh, may it be a blessed day, the true and blessed things of the favour of our God. We may rejoice in the Church of God on earth, the Church militant. We may be favoured to praise thee. Oh, Lord, as we have sung, help us to go on in praise through this day. And oh, bless us in our never-dying souls. For this is the way it will be brought to cause us to bring royal praise to thee, to yield to thee for what thou hast done for us. So hear us, Lord, in heaven, thy dwelling place. When thou hearest, forgive. For Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 36. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Hymn 36.
Thank you.
As the Lord may help me, friends, I would direct you to St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, and the verses 10 and 11, commencing the words of our text, in the verse 10, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. The whole verse 10, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. I feel, friends, as coming to begin before you now to set forth what God has laid in my heart for us to consider today. We will have some benefit from remembering what we have been reading in the previous two passages of the Word of God that we also read this morning. In the days of the psalmist, the things that were given the psalmist and those several psalmists to consider and pen and record, as the psalms are recorded for us to read and for God to use, you know, it was their experiences that they knew under God's teaching that brought them into such exercise to state those things, to write those things, to even pen for the singing of the praises of God, the psalms. But within the psalms there are many prayers and many expressions of the deep exercise of those souls that were so being led and taught of God. And if we consider how it was in the days of the prophets, as we have read that part of the prophecy of Isaiah, they were dark, troublous times, and the things that we are considered and acknowledged there, especially by the holy prophets of the Lord, they were in God's name and calling holy prophets, made so by grace, and they were given light and solemn views of the situation of the state of things in the land of Palestine, and also spiritual things which personally they knew, spiritual exercise, and the burden of the spiritual state of the people was much their burden. Now we've read those solemn words which state, as I would quote, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. Now we know there's that acknowledged there in the context, and in many parts earlier in the scriptures, and also on in the scriptures till the day of Christ coming, there was that gross darkness that individuals, many, many thousands and millions have been in it. All the humanity are in gross darkness as they are born. They haven't got any spiritual light. They haven't got any spiritual life. We're all born in sin and shapen in iniquity. That's the grossest of darkness, the total darkness the people are in by nature. And also there was the darkness that I believe that was very much prevalent in the days of the prophets through the awful folly of the people. For God had given them the commandments, 10 commandments, and he'd also set up and established the ceremonial law of God, and all the instruction was given to the people how they must live, how they must worship. But you see, there was such a darkness. And even those who God was dealing with and working in, they were troubled, as we are troubled, with darkness. Now, my meditations have gone along these lines, especially pondering how we, in one of the sermons we preached to you earlier this year, preached to you from the words of the Lord, his wonderful statement, his holy lips stated, and it's recorded. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And pondering that through the past week, especially, and coming to the Word, we come with a burden of exercise to bring before you some of these things again. We are troubled because we have days of darkness. God said they shall be many. But you see, God's people feel a concern about their darkness. And they are not in gross darkness. They are in the darkness that they feel to be in. And this is a trouble to them. It's a concern to them. And the life of God within their very souls makes it to be feeling to be a trouble to them. And in that way, there's only one thing they need. They are brought to know it and to feel it. And to beg of the Lord to reveal himself. And as it is so set forth, even regarding the coming of Christ, you see, you want the Lord to come to you. To come to you. He has come into this world, and we seek help to remember that today. But oh, we will be able to remember it more fully and more perfectly if the Lord should come to us today, if he should so come in the power of the Holy Spirit today. Now, let me ask a very pointed question. Is that what you really feel to need today? The Lord to come to you, and as these angels came, as this angel spoke these wonderful words, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." I believe that means all those God has sovereignly loved and he shall favour. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour." But in the spiritual considering of it, "For unto you is born this day." Oh, he's come, he's born in, we sing in one of the hymns, "Be born in us today." And you know, I need to carefully point to the degrees of the favour that a child of God has known. You know, it may be you can, and I hope it is, you can reflect upon and acknowledge when the Lord was first born in you. I believe that is when he was first given you to begin to believe in and have hope in. When you first had the favour of hoping in him and believing in him, and he became precious to you under the teaching of the Holy Spirit. Now, what you need today, if you are such a character, you need that wonderful light to shine, that you may see more clearly, that you may know the favour of his presence known and felt today, even within you. Oh, to know the Lord coming to you, entering himself and casting out sin from us each, and to feel his indwelling in us, to know his presence here in us and with us. Oh, this is what we need. But so, friends, we want to bring before you these words, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Now, you see, the child of God, he has to know very much of solemn, sad, grieving tidings. You know, the word tidings, it's the reality of what is known, made known, the tidings. And God's people have tidings, good tidings of great joy, they will know, but they also have to know sad, solemn tidings, bad tidings, not glad tidings, but bad tidings. You know, I believe God, in his economy of working and in his people, he makes them know these sad things, solemn things of their sad and solemn condition. They are more particularly known in the early days of experience, first of all. And you know, you'll be brought to feel so much of your wretched state as a sinner before God. And the solemn tidings are that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And the solemn thing is, if sin is, if we are sinners and continue to be sinners unpardoned, before we are taken out of this life by the hand of death, we are going to be cast into hell forever and ever. There's nothing more solemn than that. That is most solemn. If we are never brought to knee the Lord Jesus Christ, if we are like John, so separatingly writes in his epistle, his first epistle, he says, if any man shall confess or say that the Son of God is come in the flesh, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. But every spirit that confesseth not, it's not a spirit that says, one disagrees with this, it's not true, but he simply confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. You know, God's people will, by grace, be brought to believe the Lord has come in the flesh. But the wonderful thing is, when they can humbly acknowledge he's come to me, he's come and he's begun to make himself precious to me, and this Holy Spirit has taught me to know and feel my need of him, and he is made so precious to me. And so he's born in you already, if he's precious to you. He's come to you. He's come to work in you by the Holy Spirit's working, inward working and teaching. And he's precious to you. Though you do have these changes and these solemn feelings, you can't see him as you would. You can't feel that liberty that you long to feel. But God gives you a desire and exercise for it and toward it. And what would be such a favour to you, which you long for, is to know the real full blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. And if you have had this favour in some blessed measure, you desire today to have it renewed, that the Lord would renew the favours you've known and bless you more and favour you more. Oh, that you might be blessed and favoured even this Christmas day. Oh, it might be truly witness yet here, this is the day the Lord has made, And we will rejoice and be glad in it. You know it. It has a blessed, as it were, ring in it. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, if the Lord should work in one soul, we will rejoice. The living people of God here will rejoice. But if it should be his purpose to work in more than one, to bless more than one today, we will rejoice together here for what he does, for what he shall do, what he has done. And so, fear not. You see, God's people carry a lot of fears. Oh, they fear because they can't trust their old nature. And they fear, if they feel something of the favour of the love and presence of Christ, fears run along in these solemn times of pondering. I love my Lord. He's so precious to me. But if I'm not feeling the favour of his glorious presence, I can be so prone to wander, and I fear myself. I fear I will add sin to sin. I fear, and I especially fear when I'm in darkness, lest I should be so neglectful and so left to my old nature to sin and grieve my Lord, who is so precious to me. There are all those ways of personal exercise the dear Lord causes a soul to know, and it is a great concern to them as they are living their lives now, for he is born in them and he's formed in their hearts a hope of glory. He's very precious to them, and oh, the earnestness of desire given at times is, oh, that I may see him by faith, I may hear his voice, and above all, that I may know that what he has come for, what he has accomplished, is for me. Oh, the great question that is with me so much is, was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Did he devote that sacred head for such a worm as me? Well, what I pray is that the Lord would apply this fear not to souls here today. Oh, you've got many fears. Fears some of you may have, lest you should make shipwreck of faith. Oh, how awfully solemn such fear is. Fears you might be in a profession and not might be found wanting at last. Fears you have quite mistook the way, Satan, in his awful assault upon you. He will not spare to say, the hymn writer says, thou hast quite mistook the way. Fear not. Oh, fear not. Oh, may the Spirit come today as the angel did. The angels came to the shepherds. The multitude of the heavenly hosts, oh, they witnessed praising God. Oh, may there be such influence under the power of the Holy Spirit upon us in this chapel today. Oh, that we might have the favour of the application of the truth that we have here. For it was indeed the truth, the Lord is come. Yes, tis he, tis God's dear Son, wrapped in humanity to die. And may there be souls able to say for crimes that I have done. Oh, friends, fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. We spoke a little of that solemn grief that sinners will know. You see, the feeling of guilt of sin is most deeply felt when the dear Holy Spirit works godly sorrow in a precious soul who God loves and he is working in. The time will come when the dear Spirit will work in that soul godly sorrow. It's a sorrow that has a deep working in it of love, the love of God. God loves this soul. He's working in this soul. He's causing this soul to feel deep, godly sorrow. A deep grief for sinning against God who they love. Oh, you see, it must be working by love. Because, you see, God loves this character. And he is by the Spirit favouring this character to know something of his love to them and the depth of the grief that is felt through sinning is felt because there's a feeling deep within of love to God, love to Christ, and the Lord is showing you that your sins are against him, his love and his blood. Oh, friends, it is deep in the experience of it, but it is most wonderfully blessed, for it worketh repentance unto salvation. You see, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord, is the Saviour. He's come and he can save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him. He's precious to you because God by his Spirit revealed him to you as your only hope, as your Saviour, your Redeemer. Oh, this favour revealed to these souls who God loves and he's working in them to bring them into godly sorrow. And that godly sorrow works repentance. Oh, are there those here? You do feel deep repentance for your sinning because there's that blessed feeling sense of love to God, to Christ. And you know you sin against that one great gracious God who you love and the blessed three persons of the Trinity. You feel that your sins against each blessed person of the Trinity. But oh friends, I would tell you carefully and faithfully, God won't actually permit you to sin the unpardonable sin, which is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Oh, the dear Holy Spirit, that blessed dove divine, we love the dear Holy Spirit. Oh, for everything we've been brought to know under the teaching of the Spirit is through that blessed means, God's means, the work and operation of the Spirit. He testifies of Christ the Lamb. He takes of the things of Jesus and reveals them unto us. You know, if you think of who you were in that state of gross darkness, you didn't know anything really at all savingly, spiritually, about the Lord Jesus Christ. Though many of us have been brought up in these ways, in the to come to the earth of God, brought from our childhood days when we were babes in arms to the house of God, I heard the preaching of the gospel for nearly 18 years and it didn't mean anything to me. But when God by his Spirit began to work within me, there was a total change, a change wrought, and the Lord in God's time became so very precious to one. And some of you here, you will agree with what I've said, because that's who you are. You have been So you were in gross darkness living. But then God began to work. And then you began to know what the difference is between darkness and light. And the Lord brought you to that, into that favour. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. You see, this word great is used by God, figures much in the will and purpose of God. It's great. Great sinners who are brought to need to plead for the great mercy of God, need the great Saviour, and it's God's purpose to bring them into the favour that they shall know. Glad tidings of great joy. And, you know, I have a hope the Lord is going to bless some soul today to bring them into this favour. Glad tidings of great joy, they to know and taste the wonderful redeeming love of God. Fear not when you've been considering all those things that are so opposite, so absolutely opposite to what you desire. Oh, fear not, they crowd in, the crowds of unbelieving fears. You know, if unto Jesus they were bound, a crowd about thee will be found, attending day and night, a worldly crowd to dim thine ears, crowds of unbelieving fears to hide him from thy sight. If they who press on, you say, how can I do that? God working in you, God helping you, God teaching you, God giving you exercise and making you feel your need. If they press on by faith in God, the crowds will fly, the clouds will fly, the crowds and clouds will fly. If they faint, to Jesus cry, he'll send relief, he'll come to thee. He will, by faith, favour you to believe in him, to see him, hear his voice, know his love, know and taste redeeming love. Friends, I can preach it because I'm a living witness of it. The Lord has given me to have the blessedness of testimony of it. This is how God blesses souls. This is how he favours them. This is how in his time he brings them into gospel liberty. He sets them free. Favours them to know their pardon signed and peace with God. This is how God works. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings. You know, everything you be thinking about yourself, it's bad. It's solemn, it's sad. But when the Spirit comes testifying of Christ, I bring good tidings of great joy. And yes, of course, it's all relating to the sacred, holy, sinless birth of Christ and what he had come for, what he's come to do, which we would remember today and not just think of it in some sad, solemn, sentimental way, as many will be. But to know by the Spirit the indeed and blessed favour that it is that we should personally know our interest in God's great salvation in this way. For the will of God was that salvation shall be brought for the church through the work of God, the sacrifice of God, by divine substitution. The sinners, all the many millions of souls, one of them right says, vast are the settlements of grace on millions of the human race. And we believe that. Oh, John saw a number which no man can number, of the redeemed of the Lord. And friends, we are not given to know, but God knows. He knows every one. And the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And oh, individuals, as we feel so unworthy, so undeserving of the least of God's mercy. But friends, our case, our need is so great. Our case is so serious, so solemn. We cry out before God, give me Christ or else I die. This is through the teaching of the Holy Spirit in us we're brought to that point. We have many fears, but God, in love and mercy, these shepherds, think of these characters, these shepherds, men of like passions of us, as us. Oh, humble shepherds. The angels didn't come to the Jewish parliament. They didn't come to Herod the king. They came to these shepherds. And they came, the Lord comes to sinners today. Poor, unworthy, less than the least. It comes to them. And he says, fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Now, if this part of the word is to be truly applied today to some soul, one or more, or more than that, if it be God's will, you know, I bring you good tidings that your sins are forgiven, that your sins are pardoned, put away, blotted out by the atonement of Christ. Friends, is that what you need? Is that what a soul here today needs? To know this, to have this sealed to them, sealed to you. Fear not. More behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. If we consider it rightly, you know, God puts these terms of it upon it, good tidings of great joy. Now, it's great joy that the soul will know when they are blessed to know and taste redeeming love. When they are blessed to feast on love divine, oh, there's no greater joy than that. It fills the soul with joy and peace in believing. Friends, it is to be known, and God will in his purposes so work that his people will seek for it. They will feel to need it, and they will beg of God for it. You know, in his word, God says, for this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time that thou mayest be feared. They will, you know. And I would say, in love and faithfulness solemnly to you, if you are just settled, satisfied with the token you had years ago and not wanting to have it renewed and know it confirmed and seeking for more, you ought to seriously look at how you stand, because God's people, God gives them an appetite. The Lord in his blessed sermon, he said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Now that's the highest favour of God, to have the imputed righteousness of Christ, to be blessed with justification by faith through the favour of having the wedding garment put on us. By faith it's put on. And God's people know that indeed blessing that really truly maketh rich and he addeth no sorrow. I bring you good tidings of great joy. The greatest joy on earth is known when a sinner is blessed to be brought into gospel liberty, when they are blessed to know and taste redeeming love, when they are blessed with the seal of the Spirit of the holy blood of Christ applied to them. This is the greatest joy and favour a soul can know on earth. I I bring you, fear not, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. I believe this clause of the scripture should be qualified. It's not, of course, to all people of the masses of humanity. It's to all people. Sometimes, especially the Lord in his word, he states it like this, to all people, everyone of the family of God, everyone, all of the elect vessels of mercy, this holy tiding, this glad tiding, great joy shall be known by them. And they must know it before, they must know something of it, some blessed measure of it, before they are taken out of this life by the hand of death. You need to know it, and you need to receive it before you die, poor soul. Oh, it's so vitally important. If sin be pardoned, I'm sick here. But we're not if we don't know it. We need it, friends. Behold, I fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, for unto you. You think of these words, try to ponder them and meditate on them as God helps you. You know, the angel speaking these words, dear shepherds, under the glory of that shining and the appearing of God in those ways, the awe they were struck with, oh, I bring you good tidings of great joy, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour. Unto you. Oh, this is how we need it personally applied, friends. I believe we can be sure that these shepherds were children of God, because it's so specific. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour. And I believe that we can, if we consider for the further context, we can see the sure proof of it, that they were dear people of God, God's love and mercy toward them, because the effect of this was, let us now go even unto Bethlehem. And oh, how they, when they saw him, oh, how he appeared so precious to them. You see, this is the very test of how we stand. As Christ, as Jesus appears in our view, if he is beloved or not, so God is disposed to you in mercy and wrath of your law. So, friends, we hope to consider more as the day goes on. Unto you is born this day a Saviour. Oh, friends, it's my heart's desire that the Blessed Spirit may apply this. Oh, that souls may be favoured to verily feel the blessedness, the power of the Spirit speaking to them, conveying to them, to one and more and one and another here, unto you is born this day a Saviour. Amen.
Last Lord's Day were £655, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Pack will preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Richard Field will preach next Lord's Day and speak to the Sunday school in the afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. And we hope to hold a special New Year's prayer meeting at 9 o'clock next Lord's Day. And the collections today are for the Free Grace Evangelistic Association. Let us close with hymn 418. To our Redeemer's glorious name, awake the sacred song. Oh, may his love, immortal flame, tune every heart and tongue. Hymn 418.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, do forgive anything they have seen amiss. Do own and bless thy word. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.